So who talks first? You talk first? I talk first?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hey, come here. I got something good for you. Come on.
Well, welcome to the Toy Aisle Podcast, episode 57. We're spectacles today. Specters.
Look at these glasses. Right. That's right, David. We're here live on the Toy Aisle Podcast, and I'm wearing one of my besties, Brittany's glasses here, and I'm actually recording this and sending it to her via Instagram so that she can see that, you know, I'm representing these. I don't think I look too bad. Got a little bit of a Clark Kent type of vibe going on here, but... Ladies and gentlemen, we are here live, back at it for episode 57 of the Toy Aisle Podcast. And I'm not going to lie, Dave, I missed you last week, but we had a bunch of shit going on, and I can't wait to get into all that.
Yeah, dude, it's nice to, you know, get a little refresher, take a little break or whatnot. We're, you know, to that point, we are going to be kind of shifting our schedule. We're going to be moving to an every other week model, you know, just there's a lot of toy news, but sometimes there's lulls, you know, and we don't want to just load up everyone's feed with just weekly, you know, trying to, you know, cram content and just make up content. You know, if there might not be a lot of toy news that week. So we're going to go to every other week. That way our episodes are kind of more packed, more fruitful with the latest goods and whatnot. But yeah, so this is the start of week one, and then we'll have our next episode in 2 weeks. So that's how we're going to be doing it moving forward. But yeah, dude, it's good to get a little refresher, man. Can't wait to hear about your trip. You know, I had some action going on too, but yeah, man, good to see you, dude.
Yeah. Like, and to our studio audience out there that may be listening live, and for those that listen on the podcast, whether that be Spotify, iTunes, whatever it may be, that your favorite streaming platform, we thank you for your commitment. And if you've not done so already, please leave us a review, give us a thumbs up, any of that stuff. Please let us know where you are out in the universe and give us some thumbs up. We appreciate it. But yeah, we want to give you the best show possible. And that's what we're going to be doing here tonight. But Dave, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about this Arizona Toy Show. Please help me out on this. What's going on, brother?
Yeah, so this is this is already almost 2 weeks ago, so we'll get to that, Dave. Yeah, we'll get to that. But so 2 weeks ago ish we had the Arizona Toy Show. This is kind of like, you know, the premier toy show. We have so many, you know, there's Polar Bear Collectibles, which is just awesome. They started doing toy shows
on like 2 weeks ago. Like, why are you getting another one already? That's not fair.
I know. And this is like the premier one. And holy shit, this thing was buck ass wild. This was out of control, man. Okay. So quick little story on it. It started at, I believe it was 10 o'clock. They offered an early bird, you know, pay an extra $10. You can go at 9. I usually try and do that, but for some reason I was just like, I don't need to do that bullshit. I'll just get there right at 10. So I got there a little bit before 10, and there was about a 45-minute wait to get in. Not that bad, but I mean, hello, Phoenix, Arizona. I mean, it's already like 105 degrees. Like, so I'm already sweating my ass off, waiting in this long ass line. In my head, I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is out of control. This line is so long. So I finally get in there and it's nuts. There's no mask requirements. People are just wild.
Balls to the wall, right?
It was crazy. And like, usually, like, I'm kind of the type of person with all of this, like, I don't wear my mask all the time, and I wasn't really planning on wearing my mask. I put it in my pocket just in case, and as soon as I got in there, I'm like, yeah, dude, I better mask up. And got to see Mighty Mouse, shout out, buddy. Always here, always supporting the Toy Aisle Podcast. So got to see Mighty Mouse. Didn't get to see him that long, because I was so, like, my anxiety, I was just like stressed out. I was like, I gotta make the rounds and bounce. So I was planning on doing like a super fast, you know, run through. I got to meet Nate, who also has a toy related podcast called The Figure Booth. So shout out Nate, and got to meet some other collectors that you know, I've connected with on Instagram. But Kevin, something that you're going to be shocked at. I bought a few things.
Oh,
bought a few things, and I didn't buy a single toy.
Oh, wait. You went to a toy show and didn't buy a single toy.
Didn't buy a single toy, dude. I bought, okay, bought a bunch of, I bought some, I think seven up Indiana Jones glasses from Temple of the Doom.
I feel like this would go really well with those Return of the Jedi glasses.
They do. Okay. They're bangers. Yeah. And then I bought some, old like haunted house, like records, like spooky shit from like the 70s. So yeah, I don't know what I'm doing lately. Like, vinyls. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I go to a toy show and I buy fucking glasses and vinyls. I have no idea what I'm doing with my collection, but back to my, you know, the start of this story.
Years old.
Dude, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing, man. I'm gonna start buying Beanie Babies next, probably. So I leave and I'm like, maybe I'm there for an hour tops. It was big. It was definitely a big, fun toy show. I also, hot take, I do not think Funko booths should be allowed at toy shows. So I'm just gonna that they need their own con.
That I literally was about to say, they need their own convention because they're their own breed. I hate to say that to people that are listening out there, but Dave, let's just be honest. You have your Funkos. I've had my Funkos, but we are not the Funko collector. They're their own type of person, and they have their own type of convention.
There was like probably a third of the booths, or someone's booth was like, you know, maybe like half Funko Pops. There was just so many Funko Pops, and they're just all the same. I'm like, dude, you're just taking like hot real estate at a toy show. Yeah. But anyways, I digress. When I left, that line that I was in and I waited for an hour was no joke, probably six times longer than it was when I went in. It was insane. And they started doing the not letting people in until people left. So when I got in the line, it was just a matter of like everyone is paying. It was just kind of getting in. But
what time of the day was this?
This was probably at like noon. So now it's like
a couple hours.
Oh yeah. Now it's like 110 degrees outside. And I was just like, I almost felt like I should tell these people, like, dude, like, just cut bait. Like, don't even do it, man. This is going to take you like two, three hours to get into this thing. So it was nuts, man. Cool toy show, but yeah, it was insane, dude.
Yeah. And I'm envious of you, honestly, that you got to be in the toy show realm. You know, I know that they had the big Columbus toy show in Ohio, and right. Obviously, I'm here in Tennessee. Only so much I can do about that. But, I mean, I'm glad you got out and about and that you got some sweet glasses and, you know, some gear. But, you know.
Hey, and here's the hat trick. You want to know what I got on the way home? I stopped off at Goodwill and I bought Independence Day on VHS. And I bought Men in Black on VHS for 60 cents. So, in a span of like 3 hours, went to a huge toy show, and all I bought was glasses, vinyls, and VHS tapes.
Dude, you are 110 years old, and I'm here for every moment of it. But let's talk a moment about how fucking cool, you know, the old Independence Day VHS was. That's a score right there.
Yeah, man. It's kind of embarrassing. That's actually the third copy that I've bought. I keep forgetting that I have it. And I just see it and I'm like, oh, I got to rescue this. I got to take this puppy home. And then, so yeah, I have three copies of Independence Day.
Forgive me if I don't know. I'm not a VHS guru or aficionado. Are there different versions of the slip case or is it all the same?
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's, I think there's like a holographic one, you know, if you tilt it it's because the Men in Black one is like that. So, but yeah, I don't know why I have three copies of Independence.
Very cusp of technology right there. Love it.
But dude, okay, so tell me about your week and what you did with Amy recently.
Oh, hell yeah. So let's get into this. Obviously, you guys know that we did not have a show last week because, spoiler alert, everybody, I finally got that promotion at work, which I was very, very excited about. And so very, very blessed. But I said, you know what? It's time to reward the person in my life that, you know, helped makes all that possible. So I was like, let's do a quick getaway to Universal Studios. Because if you remember and rewind the clocks back, we took Amy to Disney and right. She wasn't really excited. She's like, wait, this a kid place? That was her direct quote. She's like, where's all the thrill rides? And so she wasn't excited about, you know, Alice in Wonderland's teacup adventure. She wanted to be at something a little more thrilling. So I was like, okay, eventually we need to get ourselves down to Universal Studios. So I said, okay, now's the time. The time is right. We're going to go and book ourselves a nice little area to one of the Orlando or Universal Resorts. And then we're going to go to Volcano Bay. We're going to go to Universal Studios and Island of Adventure, you know, the trifecta there. And man, I'll tell you what, that was one hell of a trip. It was fantastic. And when I was like 9, 10 years old, we had our, you know, when your mom and dad take you to Universal Studios and all that stuff, and you have the Jaws ride, the King Kong ride, and you're like, oh, this is cool. Large, giant animatronics. This is all next level because this is built right. for the 21st and 22nd century, if you want to call it that. There's a lot of immersive rides and shit like that. So we loved that. The King Kong ride was incredible. You know, Transformers, Spider-Man was incredible. But the thing that we loved, and this is where I'm getting at, is that they had thrill rides, which Amy loves. Sure. And here it is, man. The two best roller coasters I have ridden in my life were at Islands of Adventure. That being, I guess, Hagrid's Magical Journey or whatever. It's like a Harry Potter world where you're like in Hagrid's motorcycle type of thing in the sidecar, which is really cool if you got two people because, you know, one person rides in the sidecar, one person rides in the motorcycle. That ride was incredible. But the one that took the cake was the new Velocicoaster. And this thing was incredible.
Is that the Jurassic Park?
It was the Jurassic Park roller coaster built on Jurassic World. So essentially you have you have Chris Pratt and you have Bryce Dallas Howard like on like little video screens while you're waiting. And we went at the perfect time. So we literally had no wait ever. We literally walked onto the ride, which was fantastic. Fantastic. And we rewrote that thing like 6 times. But anyway, So you get there and so Chris Pratt, you know, Owen Grady, I think is his name. He's like, yeah, I tell you how dangerous these velociraptors are. And you go ahead and put a roller coaster right in the middle of it. The whole premise of it is that they build a roller coaster in the raptor cage and the raptors escape in the middle of your roller coaster.
Oh, of course. So, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, I hate it too. But man, it was incredible. It was, without spoiling too much of it, you're sitting there and you're in the raptor pen and then they release the raptors. And you can see the raptors go and then your car takes off. It like you go from like 0 to 70, which is incredible. And you start doing all your loops.
I like those rides. Yeah.
I love those. And you like look around and there's like raptors that are like sitting on the thing because they escaped and all that. And so then you get to this point where it like kicks off even more and it's like a raptor accelerating and you go from like 70 to like 100 and it's wild. Then you do this like barrel roll where you're upside down, like looking at the lake, which is incredible. Best roller coaster I've ever been on in my entire life. So
Yeah, I had no idea it was like that. That's wild.
Wow, man. It's the best roller coaster, best ride I've ever been on. So Velocicoaster, 5 out of 5.
Nice, man. Yeah, dude. I mean, you were sending me pictures of that Hurricane Bay, and it was just like empty, and it sounded like it wasn't that busy, which just makes the trip so much more.
Yeah, I mean, when you go there, I mean, it's a tourist spot naturally, and so you're gonna have hundreds and thousands of people. But it was right before Labor Day, so most people were saving their time for Labor Day,
right?
And so there was nobody there. So we walked onto every single ride. Some of the big rides, you had to wait like 10 minutes. I mean, it's whatever. But Volcano Bay, which is a water park, which is incredible and has some of the best like production sets they've ever built, like a giant volcano that you hike the very top and then do like a 200-foot drop with, you know, on one of the slides. I mean, it was fucking epic. And man, I was so happy to just get away. Sorry to all of our guests and friends that listened to us that you had to take a week off, but it was a good recharge. And I missed you, Dave. I missed all of y'all, but here we are.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah, I'm glad you guys were able to decompress for a little bit and, you know, see Universal Studios, dude. I'm hella jealous. I can't wait to check it out. We're going next year, so I'm looking forward to that. So one thing before we get into latest pickups, I just wanted to plug. This is something that I've kind of teased for. Geez, like I think me and Anthony have been working on this for almost a year now, and we're finally going live on 9/15, so that's next Wednesday. And that's our business is called Figset, and it's just figset.com, and we're going live on 9/15. And basically what we are doing is we're doing high definition backdrops that will fit perfectly in your DTOF case. So in each cell, so it's not the whole entire DTOF. You would, if you wanted to fill up the full DTOF, you would pick out four of these backdrops, and they're interchangeable. You can, you know, they won't get destroyed by taking them out. They're just these little adhesive stickers that go on the back of them, and it's all like non copyrighted stuff and just super high definition. I gave out a few to some of the folks at the toy show. And we'll be doing giveaways and stuff like that, but definitely check us out on Instagram, just figset.com or figset on Instagram. And yeah, we're really excited. So that launches on 9/15. So kind of give us a follow. And if you have a DTOF and you're, you know, into toy photography, or just like you don't want to just have some tacky, like your white office wall, you know, like behind you, like Kevin's got a very aesthetic look, but like you can really like level up your DTOF game with some of these backdrops. So it's really exciting. I can't wait to see what people are going to do with, you know, their photography, taking pictures of it and stuff like that. So it's good shit.
Yes, and I can confirm that you sent me the link and said, hey, check these things out. And if I wasn't in the middle of my vacations and, you know, starting this new job and all that shit, I would have spent a little more time figuring out which ones are going to work for me. But I can vouch that some of those are freaking wild, man. I mean, they look beautiful, especially like some of like the nature scenes or the volcano scenes. Like that. I'm already thinking of how that's going to work with Darkseid Anakin and Obi-Wan to kind of
create
that Mustafar scene. So I can vouch for these, and I will have some of these myself to be able to show you guys. Guys, I'm excited for y'all.
Yeah, and I mean, just to add one more thing to it, like the customizing kind of aspect that we're able to do too is going to be next level. So if you're someone that is particular, like with maybe you want like a geometric design or a like just a generic space design, but you want the space to be like, say, purple or green, and you know, you can do it, you know, whatever you envision, basically we can kind of do something for you. So just the customizing is something I'm going to be excited about. But what I'm really excited about is pickups. Kevin, you already know about it. I got to go first. I made a little tease. I finally finished a huge line. This is a fucking collecting milestone. Any collector, anyone listening, anyone listening, watching, that does anything with toys can appreciate this. I only needed one figure to finish the Star Wars.
Is it in what? Hand? Is
it's it in hand? Hand.
Okay, shit. Here we go.
It's in my pants right now, actually. So it's in hand. I only needed one figure left to complete the Kenner Star Wars line, and I fucking did it. I got a Minty.
There it is.
Minty, damn. Working jaw and all, EV9D9.
I have spent 35 years on this planet never knowing that the jaw moved until this moment.
Yeah, well, they're mostly always broken. So this is fucking next level shit. I've been just a savage on eBay lately with bids, and you know, the another story that we'll be talking about, but I don't think I would call this a snipe, but I got in a little back and forth with another bidder, and I ended up on top, and I think I got more than a fair price. And the other thing, if you know anything about this specific figure, is the arms and the legs, they're usually broken. The jaw usually doesn't work. So there's no issues with this one at all. So it's in really, like, dare I say, this could be a candidate to get graded if I was into that kind of stuff, which I'm really not. But yeah, dude, I get to mark that off of my list. I mean, that's been in the making for, you know, 20 something years. I've been wanting to finish this line, so it's pretty exciting.
Man, that is fucking huge, honestly. I mean, I remember when I was, you know, 13, 14, collecting the, I just saw the chat. When I was collecting these, is that I remember looking at your whole Kenner line, saying that, you know, that's something I would like to do, but then, you know, being an idiot teenager, sold all of them and had to, you know, and so that was over. So to see you complete it, but for your journey, having completed some of the harder ones before you got to this one, I think made this one that much sweeter, because you had Blue Snaggletooth, you had Yak Face.
Yeah.
And so it was so awesome to kind of see. And then obviously Replay Toys helping you out with General Calrissian.
Yep.
Knowing that you were coming down to the final, you know, one and two, and you, once you sniped those, I, as a collector and as a toy friend, you know, this is a huge moment for you, man. I'm so excited.
Yeah, dude, it's as cool. And I totally, you know, feel your energy, because I felt that way for other people. Like last buddy that I know that finished the line was Casey Bellman. And I remember like being like, dude, like, fuck yeah, man. Like, awesome. I'm happy for you. Like, I think it's just so rad. There's something about that line. And when someone, cause it's not easy and it's not cheap.
It's a definitive number, you know. It's not like they're adding any more to it. So you know exactly which ones you're checking off. And I mean, to be honest, they're only going to keep going up from this point. I mean, there was a lull maybe 10 years ago, but now that people our age are starting to try to complete these, I mean, numbers are astronomical. I remember, you know, when I was 12 years old, I mean, the most expensive figure was maybe $120. Yak Face was $300, but like a man, Murata, all of them were under $100, which is crazy. Right. Thanks inflation, I guess we want to call it that. But I mean, this is a big win for you, man.
Yeah, it is, man. It's fun to have that. I wouldn't really say a monkey off my back, but you know, it's gonna make. I'll take a nice picture and post it on Instagram of the full collection. But my case just is gonna look phenomenal with it, and now it'll be, you know, Lindsay's like, oh great, well you're finally done, and I'm like, well, you know, not really done.
Come on now. Yeah, so what is your next move? Are we gonna try, I think we've talked about this before on here, are we trying to get the mini rigs, are we going to the droids, what is your next like Star Wars?
I think it's gonna be, I wouldn't say a forever thing, but there will be like now upgrading is gonna be almost like a fun chore. That'll be something
you have.
Yeah, exactly. Like that'll be a fun thing when I am at a toy show. Like, okay, I have a pretty beat up, you know, AT driver. You know what I mean? Maybe his emblem's a little scuffed up, and I want to get a more minty paint AT-AT driver. Or the Hoth Rebel Trooper doesn't have a gun, because, and that's the other thing. Sorry if I'm misleading here. They're not all complete. So that's the next thing. I am missing some weapons, but the figures, I have all the figures. So that's kind of like step one. So I'll just be constantly upgrading and filling in the gaps accessory wise. One thing that I said, I was like, I got to have the capes and the Ewok, you know, toques or whatnot, or whatever they're called, satchels, and and sabers, but I was like not too picky on the guns. So I have the majority of, you know, blasters and stuff like that, but there definitely is some that I'm missing. So I think that's like the next step, kind of just upgrading basically.
No, so you, that's exciting for you, man.
Yeah, dude. Thanks, man. You get any, what'd you get, man? Anything recently?
It's funny when I was at Universal Studios, you know, naturally they have hot toys there, and they're like, hey, go ahead and, you know, get these, you know, from our ride. And so you're on the Spider-Man ride, and look at that, helping out Trainwreck, showing us that moving jaw, which, like, oh, I said,
does that make you horny?
But anyway, I was on the Spider-Man ride, and I walk out after the ride, and they have, you know, Iron Spider and some of the ones you can get from Sideshow right now in stock. Yeah. Bro, those are marked up by like $300. Like the Iron Spider, right? Yeah, like I'm looking at the Iron Spider, and it's like, it was like $650. I was like, I can get this bitch for like $270 right now. I was like, what in the world are you doing? But anyway,
you should have been like, you want to buy mine for, I'll meet you halfway. I'll sell you mine for $500, you know?
And I mean, they had some really cool statues. I think I put it on my Instagram that there was this incredible Beast Wars Megatron. It was like $2,200. I was like, I'm considering it, but no. I'm not that crazy. But I do have something to show you that I was able to get. Is that I was able to get, ladies and gentlemen, the first die-cast figure that Hot Toys ever created. And while I grab that, Dave, you may have already seen it on Instagram, but this is a trivia question for you. What was the first die-cast figure that Hot Toys created? To the studio audience, everyone.
I feel like it has to be Iron Man, some sort of Iron Man suit. That's what I'm going with. Iron Man for the first diecast. Actually, I don't know why I want to say Armored Batman, but I'm going to go with Iron Man.
I mean, obviously Iron Man is their money piece. They make so much of them, and without a doubt, you're correct. It is an Iron Man figure, but it is not Iron Man. So the first ever D-001, the die-cast figure, was, ladies and gentlemen,
Patriot.
Yeah, Iron Patriot from Iron Man 3. This is the first die-cast figure they ever did. I'm doing a terrible job here showing you. There we go. But this is one I really wanted to get, and I know it's really hard to show, like, the way the light hits it, but this is a stunning figure, all red, white, and blue. Colonel Rhodes. Let's take this little faceplate off here so you can see, you know, Rhodey in there. But yeah, so this is the first die-cast figure they ever did. And then obviously they've gone and updated them since. But it shows its age a little bit, but at the same time, its shelf presence is so damn good.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm an American, so, you know, a little bit of red, white, and blue being able to be on the shelf. It looks damn good, and that's a damn good piece, and it's really cool. It comes even with the salute hand. Say what you want about Iron Man 3, but that's one hell of a piece, and so I'm happy to add the Iron Patriot, the first die-cast figure, to the collection.
Did you get that at, like, the gift shop at Universal, or this is an eBay deal?
Oh, yeah, that was definitely an eBay purchase.
I was like, they got that at the gift shop?
Yeah, no, believe me, I was checking to see if they had some steals or some grails floating around, you know, Universal. There could be some Terminators floating in there, but no. This was an eBay purchase, and got it for a really, really good deal. Made a deal with somebody, and so now I have it. So I'm happy about that. My Iron Man 3 shelf is coming along pretty well.
Nice. I feel like every time you walk by that, you got to be like, next time, baby.
I know, and I love that. And so say what you want about Terrence Howard. People wonder whether or not Terrence Howard or Don Cheadle should have been War Machine. I loved Terrence Howard in Iron Man, you know, the first one. Would you have preferred Terrence Howard, or do you like Don Cheadle, or what are your thoughts on that? This is a random thought.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. It's kind of tough to say because, you know, Don Cheadle's kind of – what's that?
Did you ever watch Empire with Terrence Howard?
No.
Because Terrence Howard is a hell of an actor.
Yeah, I know he's good. So, but that's the other thing. It's not like Don Cheadle's done anything to make me think like, oh, I want a different actor because he sucks. So he's been, you know, perfect for that role. So it's kind of hard to see what Howard is like now. And the story is just kind of funny how he wanted more money. And it's just like, oh, okay. So how'd that work out for you, you know? Because look, what is it? I think that's all he's doing right now. Is Empire still running? We're off the rails.
Empire's over. And spoiler alert, his character's already been killed off. So, I mean, boy. Yeah, I mean, Empire
probably wanted more money.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, imagine saying, sorry, I can't sign on for Iron Man 2. Y'all ain't paying me enough. You know, I don't think this is going to be a long-term project. And here we are at Endgame, you know, and even, I guess, Captain Winter Soldier, you know, Cheadle appeared in that, you know, for a little bit and got a hefty payday. So, yeah, joke's on you, man.
He even got nominated for, like, an award, and I'm like,
no, he even like trolls and thinks it's funny that he's like, I don't deserve an Emmy. I showed up for 5 minutes, and he thinks it's funny, and that just shows you what our like Academy Awards system is. But
so weird, yeah,
it is. But I agree, Howard was money in radio. I forgot about that.
Okay, so more pickups. All right, so as if you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen my what are we calling this shit show, of my gentle giant Thrawn statue story. So
this is a sad story, to be honest, man. I mean, like, I giggled the first time, but now I'm crying.
Okay, so if you're just tuning in, I got Kevin and I actually got him at the same time. We got the mini bust gentle giant Thrawn Rebels version, sick statue, beautiful. Mine came, I got the rare headless variant where the head was broken right off the body. Contacted Gentle Giant. They're like, hey, since these are like a numbered exclusive deal, we need you to destroy it and send us pictures that it's destroyed, and then we'll send out a new one. So I did that. I went hammer time on it, and it kind of was pretty gratifying, to be honest. So I destroyed Thrawn. I destroyed Thrawn, and here's I kept a little souvenir, so I got some Thrawn head. And then I got the second package, and I was in the driveway. I was packing to get ready to go to the cabin, and the UPS guy, you know, rolls up. So I'm on the driveway. He hands it over to me, and I can almost, like, hear it before he even gives it to me. And then, he gives it to me, and then he leaves, and I'm just like, it's broken. Like, 100%, I know it's broken. Open it up. And here's
the JR, son of a bitch.
Yeah. So there we go. So I have two Thrawn heads. I had to destroy it, and then contacted them again, and they're like, hey, sorry, third time's a charm. Here's $20 credit. We're gonna send you a third one. So stay tuned, but I should be getting a third one early next week. And I mean, it's just it's unreal. I mean, it's all because of this new packaging that they're doing with this window, instead of just putting styrofoam or whatever on both sides. They're not protecting it. Like, I can't be the only one. They have to have so many people, you know, phoning in about busted ass Thrawn head.
Yeah, and I wonder what that number is, honestly, because I got mine from Replay Toys. You know, it came in through their through them, so I don't have to worry about, you know, worrying about whether the postman's going to kick it down the street type of thing. So I'm good on that. But I wonder, of those numbered, you know, you think about how many of them that they're just destroying. You've destroyed two already.
Yeah.
And that number continues to dwindle. I wonder what that number is. And is it something to where they would say, hey, man, we need to rethink our packaging situation because we've had 20% of people coming in saying that this is fucked. So
yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if we see them going back to that, you know, just straight packaging that they did before. It's wild nonetheless.
Asking for a windowed box, you know, what they were doing before worked. You know, I got plenty of them, you know, right behind me.
Yeah,
I take them out and I display them after that. I don't need a window box to see it. You open it up, take the star, see. So I guess it is what it is, but I'm really fingers crossed for you, man, that this is going to be the one.
This is good. I have a good feeling about this.
As Han Solo says,
Do you got anything else for pickups?
I'm looking around. It's dark right now. I do say is that okay. This is a confession moment. So I told you,
it's just us. Yeah,
it was. I got super nervous this week getting ready to start my new gig, honestly. And sure. So naturally, when I get nervous, I run to eBay and start just buying shit. So yeah. I have like six things on the way, and one of them was an absolute stupid purchase. I don't know why I got that. I'm sure I'll show it to you next week. But there's one thing I was able to get is that I'll give you this teaser. It's something that is going to go up in value very, very soon. And I was able to get two of them, both of them essentially from the same seller. Cause I was looking for two of these or one of each. And this person, sure. had both of them. And so I was able to package that deal. I love it. And getting, you know, saving on shipping, saving on, hey, you know, I'll give you this type of thing if you package it. I love making deals on eBay. I do.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
And so I justified it that way. So that is the thing I'm most excited about that's coming. I can't share it with you yet. And then there's some things coming from Hong Kong that I'm super excited about. But the ones from eBay that I got the deal on, I think are going to be some game changers, and we'll see. So, but yeah, I got stressed out and I'm like, and I started just buying shit on eBay.
Hey man, I mean, that's what we do here. Everyone that's, you know, tuning in or listening has that eBay, you know, eBay comfort food, you know, just to eBay.
It is. You're like, fuck, I don't feel good. Oh, what's available? Oh shit. And then you just sit there and be like, you know, I'll buy it now, or, you know, I put my high bid in, and
right.
What? Let me ask you this question: are you a majority of a buy it now, or do you try to snipe? I know we've had that conversation.
So I kind of prefer buy it now. I usually don't have the motivation or you know, whatever mental power to handle like a 6 day long bidding war. Like I don't want to do that. So I will only do the bids if the buy it now is too crazy and I'm trying to be cheap and I want to get it for as low as possible, which really doesn't happen often. Or if that's like the only there, it might not be like a sought after, or, you know, a super sought after item. So there's only like one listing and it's only a bidding process, but yeah, I prefer buy it now.
It's funny you say that, because I'm right with you, because I don't have the heart or the energy for some of these big auctions, you know. Right. Whenever I list something, I'm like, would you like to do a 7 day? Fuck no. Like, give me the 5 day. Yeah. You know, I don't do that type of thing. But I was saying, because I was looking at the thing, how much time is left. I was hoping that the auction would end while we're on the air, but I think we're probably going to be done by the time it's over. But I am currently in a bidding war for Harley Quinn. I've told you about that.
Yep.
Nice. I've been wanting the Suicide Squad Harley Quinn for a while, and then obviously once the Suicide Squad came out, I wanted her even more. So it's right. It's going to be iffy. There's a number I won't go over. But hopefully I can grab that tonight. But if I've been drinking Trulies, obviously. And if you all are online, we're going to do a live, you know, bid off to see whether or not I got it. But I think the show will be over by the time it gets to that.
Well, fingers crossed, man. All right. Well, I just had one more thing. I'll make it quick. But shout out to the boys over at the Amazing Nerd Show podcast. These guys are awesome. They do pop culture, movies, video games, TV shows, anything kind of geeky. That's what their podcast is about, and they are awesome. And they sent me the Quiet Place Part 2. I won one of their giveaways, and yeah, I haven't seen it, so I'm going to be putting that on tonight. But shout out to the Amazing Nerd Show. Thank you guys for your giveaway. That was a lot of fun, and looking forward to watching it. So let's go into some toy news. So we'll go right into Star Wars Black Series. We got an event. We got an event tomorrow, the 8th. We have a fan first Star Wars. It's been what, like two months? I mean, because that slip up of Patrick's, that when he did the whole like Rancor slip, that wasn't on a fan first. That was like some weird Q&A thing.
I feel like they've been on probation since then, and that's why we've been waiting this long.
Dude, yeah, I mean, like, most, like, dude, you look at you know, the big three, the Marvel team, they've been doing something like literally every week, you know. And the Joe team hasn't had anything in a while, but definitely more recently than the Star Wars team. So, you know, I'll try to go into this being optimistic, but they're probably going to tell us everything that has already been, you know, kind of discovered on our own or revealed already. I'm pretty confident we will get the more details on the Rancor HasLab when that is officially, you know, going to launch. Some people are speculating that it's going to be like, okay, and it's starting now, you know, and it's going to go live when the fan first event is tomorrow morning. I don't know. I mean, it definitely could be, but we're going to get into it. But there's already another HasLab that just started. There's a Transformer one that just started. So, you know, do they want to go, you know, literally, you know, 6 days after that one just started and, you know, hey, here's the Rancor for $350 or whatever. So that it'd be an interesting strategy if they do that. I personally think that they're going to be like, hey, it's going to go live in October, probably after the Transformer one, or maybe towards the end of the Transformer one. That Transformer one's pretty cheap too. It's like $170. So,
yeah, it's such a weird strategy, and I would love to see kind of who's making these decisions at the HasLab board, or whatever you want to call that, who's making those judgment calls. But you just, and we'll talk about it once we get to Marvel, but you just came off a astonishing, you know, of Galactus, and then you drop, you know, a Transformers piece, which, I mean, to be honest, the Transformers team is, or the Transformers fans is a pretty rabid fan base. I mean, they're pretty dedicated and such. So to have something that low, I feel that's definitely going to be funded without a doubt.
Yeah.
This isn't Cookie Monster by any means. So to see kind of where they're going with that, and then knowing that people want the Rancor and to kind of see where they go with it, I'm intrigued. I want to know who's making these judgment calls.
Yeah, I get wrapped up into that too sometimes, and I'm like, oh man, like why are they doing it? And then I'm just like, dude, it's fucking toys at the end of the day. Why am I wasting so much time trying to, like, you know, uncork, you know, how the sausage is made over at Hasbro with the Star Wars team? Like, just, but yeah, I mean, it is hard not to think about that stuff when you do go, like what Mighty Mouse just said, when you go down to the toy aisle and you see literally like nothing. Like, so it is kind of baffling and mind-blowing, you know, some of the decisions that are made by this team. And, nothing, you know,
lead on the wall.
Yeah, I think it's all warranted criticism. Part of, like, what I'm trying to do lately is trying to be a little bit more positive and giving folks benefits of the doubts and whatnot. But, like, I'm still going to, like, give you criticism on, you know, if your team deserves it or not. So yeah, I'm excited about the campaign. I'll be a day one backer regardless of the price point. I think a Rancor is going to be sick. I hope that they lay out the tiers a little bit better. As far as, you know, the Galactus, we kind of talked about that, how, like, why don't you just tell us what the tiers are going to be? Just tell us up front. Or maybe if you don't want to tell us what specifically they are, tell us the number of when they're going to get unlocked, you know? So I hope they kind of do something like that. I noticed they're doing that on the Transformer one. They already have, like, the numbers that are needed for up to the next three tiers. They don't tell you what they are, but they tell you when they're going to unlock. I love that. So hopefully that's something that they might be doing moving forward. But I also feel like the HasLab is almost each team. It's not like across the board, like, hey, this is how we're running HasLab for all properties. It's almost like every property can kind of, like, do whatever they want with their HasLab project. So it'll be interesting. I can't wait to see it. Some other kind of news with Black Series. This is from Yak Face. We got three deluxe figures coming in 2022. Deluxe figures, so a Saw Gerrera, a Cobb Vanth, and a Dark Trooper. Do you think these all are warranted to be deluxe figures. So when we're talking that higher price point, I think that they said the deluxe figures are going to be over $30.
I do for two out of the three. I think with Saw, you can get two head sculpts. So you can get, you know, old man Rogue One Saw.
Yeah.
You know, Clone Wars and early Rogue One, whatever you want to call it.
Head, yeah.
The shape is, you can do the two, you can have some interchangeable pieces, interchangeable heads. Good on Saw.
Yep.
Dark Trooper, I feel like it's a bigger figure. You can have possibly some battle damage pieces that you put onto it, you know, things like that. And then it gives you the opportunity to army build if you wanted to. And
blast effects. They can totally put in blast effects.
The bigger frame, I'm fine with that.
Flight stand. They could even do a flight stand.
I like that one. The one that doesn't make sense to me is Cobb Vanth, because at the most, you're getting a helmet and a head sculpt. That's it. At the most. You might get some, and I think going even back to the Return of the Jedi Boba, was that a deluxe figure?
Yeah, that's exactly what I think they're going to do. I think it's going to...
You're probably going to get some rocket effects from the back. You're going to get some wrist things and such, as well as a head sculpt. And okay, so I'll change my mind right here on the spot. I think three out of three, yes, I'm okay with the deluxe price point.
Yeah, I think that the Cobb Vanth will literally be like everything from the clamshell insert. I know it's not a clamshell, but the plastic insert that houses all the accessories, that'll be pretty much identical to the ROTJ Boba Fett. And then it's just literally you're going to get an additional head sculpt of, what is it, Timothy Oplant, right?
Oliphant.
Oliphant. Oliphant. Yeah, so I don't know. As long as Saw gets two heads, I'm good with it. But I'm kind of like, man, if they just go like, you know, like the Zeb route and just have like one figure and literally like kind of nothing else, that'll be disappointing. But everybody wants Saw, so you know, no one's gonna be like $30. I'm not gonna buy Saw. If you want Saw, you're gonna pay like $40 for a Black Series Saw.
And I can really see it kind of being like the Ricka. Wrecker kind of figure, because it's the same idea, like the bigger tech mech suit type thing.
I'm with you.
Head sculpt. So I can see that happening. But yeah, I mean, I think they also knew that, like you said, if people want Saw, they're going to get Saw. They're going to pay for it. They're not going to be like, ooh, an extra $5. Sorry, not going to happen tonight. You know, they knew what they were doing.
Yep. So, I mean, I'm super excited about those three. I haven't been that excited about Block Series recently, and I mean there really hasn't been a whole lot of news, but exciting nonetheless. And then I also found out, so we got this fan first thing on 9/8. Target is doing another collector con, and on their splash page they have 9/24 earmarked for Star Wars pre-sales. So I don't think this, you know, is that much detective work here, but I'm pretty sure we're going to be getting, hey, here's some Target exclusives. They're going to, you know, you'll be able to get them on 9/24. So I my prediction is we're going to know tomorrow what those Target exclusives are for that 9/24 pre-order date. And then you can get your pre-orders in and then, you know, wait for them to get canceled, you know, a month later, and have them authorize your credit card every 4 days and then it fall off and then authorize it again. And, you know, do that whole dog and pony show. But tell me about the, am I crazy about this Hot Toy, you know, monthly summary email? Is this new? I feel like this is new.
So I was sitting there going through my work day, Dave, and I got this email from Sideshow, and I'm like, the fuck is this? This is the first time we've ever.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I don't think it's just a monthly order, because it was my entire orders for the past, I guess, 6 months. Yeah,
everything that you got pending. Yeah.
And before I started getting stuff from Pop Collectibles, I mean, it went all the way back. It's like, here's because I have Jamie Lannister from Game of Thrones coming this week. He's
okay.
I guess he's getting charged today. Here's Jamie Lannister. Here's Scarlet Witch. It goes all the way down to like, I think the Assault Tank Trooper, you know, from Rogue One. I mean, there's a lot of figures in between there. And I'm like, what is this? And I'm going to play conspiracy theorist. Is that okay?
Oh, boy. Oh boy,
go for it. I think that with this Grievous situation, and if for those that got their six scale Grievous and are pissed, and I purposely posted a picture of my old school Grievous, the figure I still hate the most in my entire collection. I went ahead and trolled and put a picture of Grievous on my Instagram story, but a lot of people are pissed about the Grievous situation. And so I think this was a calculated moment to show people, hey, you have all these cool things coming. Do you want to add anything else to the cart? And to try to get you excited. What I didn't like is that on that email, as you saw, because you and I have the same pre-order, it's like, hey, here's your 2099 Miles Morales. Looks super cool, but it's not coming for another like 75 years. I'm like, yeah. Oh, sweet. The only thing I don't like about that email is that it said, here's all your pre-orders, but look how long you're waiting for them. That's the only thing I think that's going against it. And ladies and gentlemen, I meant to get it out today, but work got in the way. Tomorrow, there's a video going out about what to do while you're waiting on your figures type of situation. So we'll talk about that tomorrow, and I'm not going to spoil all that video, but what do you think about? What did you think when you got your email, Dave?
So yeah, I immediately was like, I get so many emails from Sideshow, and so I kind of skim through them and we'll delete them. And so when I saw this, I actually opened it up and I saw, you know, my fucking 35 pre-orders or whatever the fuck it is on Sideshow. And I'm like, I like this. This is cool. Like, I almost forgot that I have the Thunder Tank, you know, on pre-order that I've been paying for 2 months already. Totally forgot about it. But, yeah, so I got no gripes at all. I think it's cool to see. It's almost like with me at least, it was almost like the opposite of what you're saying. That, you know, if they're maybe using it as a marketing tool to get you to buy more shit, it was almost like I was like, fuck, I better slow down, dude. I got like 30 something figures that are over the span of coming in 2 years, and you know, seeing them collectively in that email was a lot harder to, I was like, oh, I do have a lot. But when I kind of go in my order history and I'm like, it doesn't seem like a lot, but in that email is like, yeah, there's a lot. So now I'm like, okay, I'm going to slow down. So I slowed down and I immediately bought Doc and Marty on right away. So I, you know, it maybe it worked.
We haven't got that part yet. It's funny because it reminded me, I was talking to Phil actually this week, and he went and said, hey, man, look at all my pre-orders coming up. And I feel like it could be an adverse effect for some people. Some people can get you hype, you know, like, oh, cool, I have Scarlet Witch coming out in a year. But if you're like us that are the degenerates that have 75 orders, you know, on there, you're like, oh, shit, what the fuck have I been doing for the past year and a half?
Right. Yeah, dude, it's a... I think to that point, you know, like, yeah, you got a lot, but like how I justified it in my head is like, yeah, but this is like over like 3 years, like, you know, whatever.
I don't need to worry about this now, you know, yeah. We got a year and a half to pay this off.
Forget it, baby. Yeah. Payment plan, you know, boom. All right, man. Well, good shit. All right. So let's jump out of Star Wars. Let's go into Tipping the Scales. I am very excited to talk about these two. So take it away, buddy.
Yes. Get them up. You already spoiled a little bit, so we'll get to that in a second. But, man, are you a Sylvester Stallone fan? And are you a fan of First Blood? Because 3-0, who, you know, obviously I went all in on my Game of Thrones figures, they went ahead and said, okay, let's add some John fucking Rambo to the cart. This is fucking awesome, man. If you don't like Rambo, I mean, look at that. You got your bandolier of AK-47s. I mean, this is a sick figure. I mean, it looks pretty damn good. You know,
it looks good. Yeah, it looks really good.
This is a must.
I think the sculpt is, I mean, it's pretty spot on. I mean, I can't, I would have to look at a, you know, Rambo VHS. Oh, that should be that. That's going on my VHS hunt list. But yeah, I mean, it looks great, dude. And I'm a sucker for, I know this isn't like a true Bandolera, but just like, dude, like the bullets around, you know, the waist and the neck. That shit's hard, dude. I like it. I like that price too, man. $188. It's a steal.
Yeah, it really is. And one of the things I've always liked about the 3-0 products is that you get incredible tailoring. The weapons and the tailoring will always be, you know, night and day, you know, from all the other third party figures. The sculpt is always going to be suspect just because they can't get that detail down perfectly. But what I love is that seamless body. As you can see, that seamless arm, there's no joints at the elbow. Yeah. That's going to look good. I'm hoping that they've kind of worked on, because if you have any Thor figures and you have those rubber arms, they're a nightmare because they break and they put like a little seam right there. I hope that they fixed that, like, type of whatever the material is they use to where it doesn't crack. And that is some fake news right there. Arnold's not better than Sly Stallone. So,
bro, I'll fucking end this stream right now. You think Sly is better than Arnold?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
Time out. Okay. Let's talk about longevity. Okay. We're about to go on a diatribe right here.
Buckle up.
No, the level of acting skills I'm going to give to Stallone. Arnold is one-dimensional, and he was incredible in Terminator. Okay, he was great in True Lies. Okay, but you can only cast that character so many times. He was great in Jingle All the Way, ladies and gentlemen. We've talked about that, but I feel that if you want a little more options, King Shark, The Suicide Squad, Stallone is your guy.
He's all right. I'll compromise with you on that. He's got more breadth, more variety.
More versatile.
Yes, exactly. I still think the best role that Sylvester Stallone was ever in was when he was like acting as the Terminator and Last Action Hero of the better actor Arnold Schwarzenegger. But yeah, okay. So I'm glad we got that out of the way. Yeah, this thing's sick, dude. I might get this. It's great, dude. I love it. I would love to have a representation of Rambo.
Yeah, I mean, it comes with some really cool weapons, really cool accessories and such, and a seamless body. I just saw that reported. Okay. There you go. Report that is all I can say. But yeah, so I think it's a really cool figure. 3-0 really knocks it out of the park when it comes to that. But this is the main event.
Let's get it. Okay. Let's get it.
I was trying to find the link to be able to send to you. I don't see it on Sideshow, but we had. Oh, there, you already got it. What am I talking about? Shit. I was behind the game. So we had teased a couple weeks ago that, hey man, I think there might be releasing or re-releasing the Marty McFly from Back to the Future. And you're like, oh shit. You know, I was looking at possibly spending $800 on this.
It was on my Predator hunt list. This was on my watch list on eBay. And I was like, I even threw a couple bids, but I was like, man, like, yeah, it's gonna be like $800, and I'm like, fuck, I don't want to do, you know, it's hard to rationalize.
It is. It's hard to rationalize. And so then Hot Toys says, okay, Dave, I got you, brother. We're gonna re-release Marty McFly, and you're like, oh, sweet, and we're gonna get fucking Einstein, the dog, even better. But we're gonna do you one better. We will give you the Back to the Future original, Dr. Emmett Brown from Back to the Future 1, and so. That's the one that I'm the most excited about because I own Back to the Future 2, Marty and Doc, but I don't have this Doc and I don't have this Marty. Now, you and I have talked about this.
I thought you had this Marty. I thought you had the original Marty. Okay.
No, I have the Back to the Future 2 Marty because they fit together. You know, they're in the same like futuristic clothes, but I don't have this Marty.
Fuck right off, Gil. Get out of here with that bullshit.
Yeah. Here we go. I'm going to throw those out to y'all again. Is that, you know, Rick and Morty, Pickle Rick, and go suck a dick. That's all I can say. But so we're getting the re-release of Marty McFly. They say they're updating the head sculpt. I'm a little suspect on that. We'll see when the final products come. But the big give is that Doc Brown is coming in his plutonium suit, which is cool. But you and I talked about this a little bit off the air, and I don't know if you have the picture of Doc again. Is that Doc's a little suspect because it's the everything else is great. I love the plutonium. I love the outfit. That's fine. But it is the exact same sculpt as the Back to the Future 2, which I hate this sculpt. I hate it. Now, in mine, he's got those futuristic like glasses, you know, you can put on so you can kind of give a different look. That's what mine is wearing currently. He's got the future glasses on. I don't like this sculpt. I hope they change it or give us an option to replace something on the Back to Future 2. I don't want the exact same figure with the same head sculpt. I don't want that.
Yeah, I mean, to that point, yeah, you can at least dress it up and put the goggles on it. So that could work. And then if you're stuck with this one, you're stuck with this one for the first. But yeah, I feel like when you're going to give a character, a Hot Toy scale character, a very expressioned, sculpt, you got to also have another sculpt to go with it. Because this is just that like, that's it. You might not want him to be in that Marty, that pose. Like I just kind of would want like a normal,
like the crazy smile, though, something like that. I'd be fine with that. Let him look like the eccentric professor or something. But this is a cop out. I love the tailoring. I love
the gadgets and shit on him are hard.
They're sick. That's awesome. Yeah. But that's a cop out using the exact same head sculpt. So I do have a little bit of an issue with that, but am I getting both of them? Of course I am. Absolutely. Yeah. And if you get the deluxe, you do get the plutonium case with plutonium, canister. So be careful with that. But yeah, that's my only beef is that the head sculpts are a little suspect on both of them.
So let me ask you this. Do you think, obviously I think like when I put my order in, Marty was set to ship before the end of the year. I think he would set the ship in like October or something like that. And then Doc Brown, new figure, he was, I think, the beginning of 23, which is like, that sucks, but whatever. Since that is going to be a longer date, do you think that this could get, I forget what market was, but that Iron Man, that Robert Downey Jr. situation where they changed up the head kind of midway because there's so much backlash? Or is this just like, no, this is definitive, this we are getting this, and that's just is what it is?
I don't know. I feel like it's 50-50 at this point.
Because there's a lot of backlash, like reading the comments, everybody is complaining about this, and the NECA one is better, and this is like you said, this is just a cheap cop out, blah blah blah.
It's interesting to say, because now they have the prominence and the history of going back to fix something. So you remember the backlash about RDJ?
Yeah.
Mark 85. That almost took a year for them to fix and give us an updated head sculpt. The battle damage Mark 85, people are still complaining about that, and that's been pushed back even further. Most recently, and we'll talk about this when we get to Marvel, they redid the Professor Hulk sculpt because people weren't happy about that either. So I think because this one's so far out, I can see it happening. It makes sense. I don't know. It's not going to stop me from getting it. It certainly isn't. Yeah. And especially if they re-release the DeLorean, I don't want to pay $3,000 for the DeLorean. If I can get it for $500, I'm in.
I would love to have the DeLorean.
All right, this might be sacrilege. I would love to have the DeLorean before I have the Ecto-1.
Yeah. Yeah, I could. Yeah, I'm not particular. I would just love to have both of them. But yeah, I mean, the DeLorean's, I think, more. Yeah, that's a tough. Like, which one is more iconic? I mean, this is kind of going off the rails, but what's more iconic? I feel like obviously the Ecto-1 just stands out, and the DeLorean is just iconic because of it's the DeLorean. But
yeah,
you knew what you were looking for with like the flux capacitor and stuff. Like,
I feel for me, just talking strictly space, because that's my biggest issue right now. If I get the DeLorean, I got about 5 inches of real estate to work with. The Ecto-1 is a big bitch. The Ecto-1 is a big bitch. But if the DeLorean comes up, I'm getting it day one. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll figure out the Ecto-1 from there.
Same. All right. Well, Yeah, dude, I've been looking forward. That was the segment I was looking forward to the most, is talking about those two hot toys and that fucking Rambo. Okay, so let's get into the stinker of the week. Is it any candidates that you can think of off the top of your head at all while I get this up?
One of the things I love about Stinker of the Week is that it gives us a perspective to say, you know what, just because something comes out doesn't mean it's, you have to bow down and worship it. You know, there's some fuck ups out there.
Yep.
Nothing takes the cake quite like this one, so I will concede it to you, my friend.
Okay. So Kevin and I are big Dexter fans, and you know, we'd like to get a good representation of a quality figure. And apparently we're still going to have to wait because these figures by Biff Bang Pow, which I'm kind of familiar with. I don't have any of their product, and I'm not going to certainly start with this one, but Jesus Christ, like, look at that. I get it. It's a 3¾. It's Black Series Junior figure here. But I mean, hello, like this is going back, way back in the toy industry. This isn't even a sculpt. This is, I don't know what this is. This is scary.
The 1977 Luke Skywalker New Hope figure is more accurate to Mark Hamill than this.
This is, I don't know what this is.
That Kenner figure from 1977 is a hot toy quality sculpt compared to.
I like how it comes. Is that a straight up trash bag? It comes. I just noticed that. That's kind of funny.
It's a piece of trash.
The whole thing is actually a piece. What's ironic is it comes with the black trash bag, but you can buy this and then just take it at home and then put it in another said trash bag. It's giving you like an example of like how to get rid of this. But it is, I mean, you're only buying this for this card back.
Yeah, it's the card back and it's the packaging. That's it. That is the big, more R&D went into that card back, into that layout, and whoever their designer was that put that together than the actual figure. I mean, that looks a little bit better, you know, once the soft goods is off, but
yeah.
Well, that's a completely different figure, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, this is a dark passenger. Yep.
But still, good God. I mean, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. So congratulations, Biff Bang Pow. You made the stinker of the week. This is, And I've already seen people finding these at Target. So, I mean, fuck, dude. $12 or whatever. I might buy this just to have, because I don't have any Dexter toys. Like, I'd love to get like a legit, you know, Dexter hot toy. I think that would be solid, man.
I mean, a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a couple of months ago, we talked about that 6-scale Dexter that became available, and we decided that it was not at the price point that we wanted it. Correct?
It was steep. Yeah, it was way more than what it should have been. It wasn't a 3-0 pricing, 180. It was like almost 300, I think. And the quality just wasn't there.
It's just not there. That sculpt. Both sculpts, whether it be, you know, the 6-scale or that 3¾, is about on the same level.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, let's get into some Marvel Legend goodness.
Yeah. So we'll get the easy stuff out of the way. So there's been a lot on Marvel Legend stuff out there going out. I know that they released the No Way Home wave that people were excited about. You know, they were able to show Joe Jane and Jameson. So we got the Armadillo Build-A-Figure, which, if you're an Armadillo fan, sweet, man. Excited for you.
Is this a Am I a Poser Part 3? I mean, because I didn't know who Armadillo Man is, but that's probably the coolest Build-A-Figure that I've seen in a long time. Like, that looks like a sick figure, just the toyetic-wise.
That's really cool Build-A-Figure, but the difference about this and between this wave is that although the Build-A-Figure may be a little bit it's sick. It's a cool figure, but the wave is good. You know, I'm right. Good with all that. Like, there's no like, what the fuck is this? We're not worried about any of those. You know, you got J. Jonah Jameson. You got, you know, the Morbius figures, which look fantastic. All that is good. But obviously the hot button item that we need to talk about is that Galactus was fully funded. All tiers were hit. And not only were the tiers hit, Dave, if you go back 2 weeks ago, we were saying we didn't even know this thing would get funded. Yeah. I'm waving the flag. What the fuck happened? Where did all these people come from? And why did it all of a sudden skyrocket? This blew my mind. Like you said, I think you said, I'm going to eat some crow on this one. This is not just, hey, you know, it got funded, you know, 14,000 backers. This was a ridiculous number. And we've talked about this. This makes Tears and other HasLab projects, I think, at a disadvantage because that number is so obscene.
Yeah. Definitely eating some crow. I think we're all on record. I think we're on record for saying it was going to get funded, but I think I went ahead and said that, like, I was like, there's no Tears are going to get funded. And holy shit. Yeah. I mean, that just, it picked up pace fast. And I get it. Most crowdfund deals, they do. That's what they do. But I just didn't think that it was going to go, you know, double and triple what it was, the rate that it was going at. And I mean, it's very cool. All the Tears that we know of, right, got funded.
Talk about that for a second. We obviously knew about Nova. That's cool or whatever.
Silver Surfer. Yep.
Cool. I know several people missed that. And then is it Mork? I forget. Poser right here.
Mork.
Mork was the other Herald. And you're like, okay, that's one that probably never would see a normal release. Cool. But then the Dr. Doomhead.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a huge miss for me. I'm like, but then people, oh, hell yeah. And then 20,000 backers later, what am I missing, Dave?
Yeah. I think with the Doomhead, there's a lot of talk of head on this episode. Yeah, the Thrawn head and the EV9D9 head. I think the Doom head was very polarizing. Some people were really into it. Some people were literally upset. Like, oh, I'm not going to get it now. And I'm like, it's free. Like, it's literally.
If I wanted a 36-inch Dr. Doom figure, I would go and get it. You know, but at this point, you're already, it's already funded. So what the fuck's the matter?
And
it's a strange choice, man.
Let me flip this back to you. So do you think that potentially with it being another head, that's the first kind of justification for having more than one? You might have the guy that buys one to keep in packaging and the one to keep loose, but do you think that this would kind of, you know, maybe create more volume by like, hey, guy that just has money burning out of his ass, do you want to buy a second one just so you can display a normal one and then one with a Doom head army build essentially?
No, absolutely not. Because this is not, and this is just me, hot take, whatever. That is not your Doom look, okay? Galactus body with a Doom head is not your classic Doom. Okay. There's no green, there's no silver. There's nothing about that screams Dr. Doom. And unless you want to say, oh fuck, this is my favorite part of the comic series. What are you talking about, bitch? You don't know this. You're a poser.
You didn't read that one panel and that one fucking, that six run comic of,
sure, you know, if you want to call me a poser, fine, but I think that is a stretch, and I think they were scrambling once again to be like, shit, what are we going to do for the fourth tier? And I think that's what they came up with. I was like, and I was looking because obviously the Sentinels shipped. Everyone's got their Sentinels now. If that was your thing, congratulations. But as with that, you know, you got your damaged head, you got your multiple different heads and the tentacles and all that. That was a proper tier system. This one did not make sense to me at all.
And after seeing pictures of how they ship Sentinel, and I didn't think, I was, for some reason, I was like, I just had a feeling they're not going to be on cards. Those extra figures, they're not going to be like a normal packaging that we're accustomed to. And these Heralds, they're going to be just stuffed into styrofoam, just like this Sentinel is. I don't see them getting more packaging. Yeah. So, I mean, it's.
What makes you wonder, rewind it back to the Razor Crest. Do we worry about any of those add-ons that we're getting there? Were we told specifically that some of these figures and such were going to be on card?
So the Jawa, I remember they actually showed the card back for the Jawa and the card back for Grogu.
So That's like the yak face from the barge.
Exactly. And then, but the Mandalorian that came with it, we have not seen a card back for that yet. So me personally, I think it'd be cool if they could incorporate a little window in the box for the Mandalorian, like an old school, like almost like a G.I. Joe vehicle was back in the day. And we haven't had a Black Series, obviously, to compare to Marvel Legends, like how they would handle a 6-inch figure. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting nonetheless. I mean, congratulations to the Hasbro Marvel Legends team. I mean, you guys broke the record. I mean, you uncrowned the Razor Crest by like a couple thousand. So, you know. Good job. Didn't see that coming.
I didn't see this coming either. And to me, that's insanity. I know a lot of people wanted Galactus. That's cool because there's plenty of people that did not have the Toy Biz version.
Right.
Where this last thing I'll say, and then we'll get into some six scale for Marvel. But what does this do for these other HasLab projects coming up? We have the Transformers one. Let's not worry about that. You know, that's different. Where does this set the Rancor's tiers and unlockability? And what do you think? I thought this was going to be the first unfunded project. What do you think is going to happen?
Cookie Monsters.
Will we have an unfunded project like Cookie Monster?
I mean, me, from a business...
Actually, yeah.
From a business mentality, I don't see a reason to not just keep increasing these tiers until the fucking collectors say, okay, like enough's enough. And then they reset. I'm praying that a really good project like the Rancor isn't going to be the victim of that, you know, testing the waters kind of move. But yeah, I don't see them being any lower than what the Galactus was. I think it'll be higher than what the Galactus is, from everything from backers needed to price to when the tiers are unlocked.
And I'll go on record right now. I will not fund the Rancor unless it's a seamless body at this point, because I think it's going to be a ridiculous number. I don't think it's going to be a number that I can justify. So unless it's a seamless body, I will not fund the Rancor.
How would your mind blown if they did a Street Shark Rancor?
Well, like full rubber and all that stuff?
Oh man.
I mean,
with your Werepup.
Werepup is coming, y'all. We already showed that. Replay Toys got me on pre-order. Don't worry, y'all. That's coming.
The first thing you have to do is FaceTime Jade from the Geek Out Show with your fucking Werepuff and show him how cool it is.
We'll do it. We'll do a fucking live stream at Replay Toys when I pick him up. So we'll do a three-way. Hey, with me, you, and Jade. You'd be all good.
Hey. All right, man. Well, let's get into the six scale stuff.
Yeah. So it's been a big couple weeks, naturally. So I heard you saw Shang-Chi. Is the hype what you expected it to be? The TV, the movie?
Yes. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was one of my favorite MCU. It's definitely above the middle of the pack, in my opinion. Like, blew Black Widow out of the water. I really enjoyed it. That's kind of all I'll say on that. And I'm hyped to get figures like this. Because of the film.
And that's the question I would ask, is that if you're looking at Shang-Chi and you're looking at Wenwu, who were revealed, so we have the antagonist and the protagonist, if you were looking at them objectively without watching the movie, they're passes for me. Because they're just, you know, Mortal Kombat figures, if you want to think of it like that. That's all they are to me. Unless you tie the story to them, I don't see these as being, you know, must-haves.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be pulling the trigger on them by any means, but I think what the test to that is going to be, how involved is he going to be in the MCU moving forward? I mean, I think they're going to make him like a staple. I think he's going to be, you know, like a Captain America involvement
in phase five, or, you know, and kind of moving forward. So that might make these purchasable for me. And I would be interested if he's like really, they're injecting him hard into, you know, their plans for the future.
Without spoiling the movie or anything like that, do you think he can carry a film, a franchise like an Iron Man, Captain America, or a Thor?
I don't think that he can be like the continuity, you know, for like every other film, kind of like, you know, maybe how, you know, an Iron Man or Captain America maybe is, but I could see him filling that Thor kind of role. Like, you know, like Thor's in all the Avengers movies, but he wasn't like a necessity. He didn't have to be in a lot of them. I mean, they could, and the way they left the movie off, it's kind of like not necessarily wide open, but they can do some crazy shit with what's going on in his world after this film.
Yeah, and I'm not going to spoil anything either, but, you know, the post-credit scenes, as you had mentioned, leads open the door and ties in the MCU beautifully together. So, like you said, I think that there's a lot of opportunity out there. You know, there's your bad guy. And I love that ring effect on Winwu. That's fantastic. That's
very cool. I didn't realize it had that.
Figures aside, or characters aside, I think these are hella good figures, hella good sculpts. But unless you're completely sold on, wow, this is a hell of a movie, I don't see these being must-haves, but I guess that'll depend on whether or not you are completely invested in the movie.
And I feel like they have to be a purchase together. Like, this isn't something where you just buy one or the other. Yeah, they're great. I mean, the sculpts and everything, these are fantastic. I mean, Hot Toys, as usual, I mean, they knocked these out of the park. I mean, they're way better than the Marty McFly and Doc Brown.
Yeah, we'll talk about it again, I'm sure, in the next episode. That Doc Brown sculpt is just yikes. But so we have the Shang-Chi reveal for the six scale coming, you know, a year and a half, 18 months from now. So if that movie tickled your funny bone, or if you want to get involved with that, those are available for pre-order. But we also had some releases, some big releases. We ended up getting a brand new sculpt for Professor Hulk, and then the one no one saw coming, we actually got Venom released. And I think that was a tactical move from Hot Toys, because they're like, we need to capitalize because Let There Be Carnage is going to be coming out. Let's just go ahead and get this big bitch out here. Right. There you go. So these are two big figures that are fairly easy to tool, some head sculpts, and then some big bodies that are not real intricate. I think they're smart releases, and I think they're exciting. I can't wait to get Venom in hand myself. It's already on the way
from Marvel's,
but man, that shit looked good.
I can't wait to see that too. Yeah, I'm kind of regretting a little bit not getting that Venom. I'm curious to see what it looks like in hand and whatnot. Looks
what
great.
What I didn't know is that he's actually an inch taller than Venom Pool, and my Venom Pool goes to the top of my DTOF. And so I'm interested to see how he's going to fit in there. He's a big bitch, let's be honest. And he's going to look awesome with, you know, with my, I think my, is it Toy Award? I forget who made it. That third party I have where it's Eddie Brock with the half shaped face. I think I showed that.
Yeah.
The Parasitic is what it's called. I think it's going to look awesome together with that one. So Venom, Professor Hulk released. So lots of good stuff coming from our six scale world in the Marvel news. So that's exciting. So I guess hopefully we get some Let There Be Carnage officially in the next couple of weeks or so. That's one I really, really want to see.
Yep. Very nice. Yeah. I can't wait to see it too. Okay. So let's get into the leftovers and we'll get out of here. So first up, I'm pretty excited to talk about these things. Never heard of it. Numbskull Inspirational Designed. The company's just called Numbskull, no B. And these little guys definitely got Funko vibes, you know, but they're little vinyl duckies. And I think this is, they're called Tubes, T-U-B-B-Z, rubber duckies. And they have a bunch of horror themed ones. And I believe these are New York Comic Con shared.
I think it's Tubs because you put these in the tub.
There you go. Marketing 101. Yep. Okay. Yep. That's 100% it. And these... these are fun. I mean, this is the, you know, fun definition as you get with kind of toys. I mean, this, I wouldn't call this a toy necessarily. I mean, this is more like, you know, in the vinyl Funko, you know, kind of realm. But these horror ones, so we got a Chucky, we got a Spike from Gremlins, werewolf, you could get that to go with your werewolf pup. We got Mummy, bunch of Hammer, you know, Dracula, and Frankenstein. And then, I mean, I wasn't gonna talk about these, but they got a bunch of, they got a Quint, holy shit.
Oh, so
they
got, see the Jaws one, look at that, and the Suicide Squad ones are choice, those look good.
Future Doc Brown. I mean, they got a bunch of different, you know, just across the board. Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. Wow.
Jurassic Park. Yeah. So Ghostbusters. Here's Stay Puff. Yeah. So this is fun. I didn't realize how, you know, extensive they were with their different properties, but they kind of got on my eye or on my radar just because of the horror collection here, but. Cool. I mean, what do you think about these? I mean, they're cute, right?
I don't know if I could like have a squad of like 100 of these like sitting on my like shelf. But
this would be a very Funko territory. Like, you know, you just have a bunch of them by the end of the week.
I don't think it's one that you can. I don't think it's the thing where you just get one. I really don't. But these are cool, man. I mean, I had never heard of this until this very moment. This is a great find, and pretty much every franchise that you want is represented.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, just a lot of similarities to Funko. So I wanted to throw that out there. Not a Funko channel, but we are now, we're now the official Tubbs podcast. So yeah. Yeah. Numbskull. We're the Numbskull Tubbs number one podcast. Okay. So we'll wrap it up with the last one here, and let's go over the Transformer HasLab, and I'm going to probably drop something on you that you're not going to expect. I'm going to back this.
Is it because you have so many Transformers sitting above your head right now?
No, not at all. I could give two shits about Transformers. I'm backing it for this 180. That's not bad. And I mean, I don't know if I would necessarily scalp this, but dude, like I dig the Gundam vibes that this particular, you know, suit has, or, you know, robot or whatever we want to call it. I mean, it looks pretty awesome. And like I have a Voyager class Jetfire, and it's pretty big, and it's like a commanding presence, and I just like the overall look at it. And this looks like a little bit, this has Jetfire vibes a little bit. So I am going to back this. You have 33 days. They need 11,000 backers. They're at, you know, 5,800. But this is what I was saying. They're already showing you tier one unlock at 14,000. They're telling you exactly what it is that you're going to, what that tier is. So this unlocks a V-lock cannon and blast effects for 14,000. Tier two, 17,000 ? Tier three, 20,000 ? I love that. I want across the board, all HasLabs to do this.
So you're okay with them saying, here is your target, not necessarily revealing what that target is.
I mean, yeah, I would like for them just to go out and say what all the tiers are, but at least give us what the number is. Because that might put some, you know, if I really want to back it or not.
Yeah, forgive me for being a little ignorant on it. Is it not painted, or is that just the thing? Is it all just like that gunmetal gray?
No, it's this is just like their CAD. They just haven't released it. I think they did something like, I think that's how Razor Crest, like, we didn't get like a painted
Crest. Yeah, it was all just CAD drawings.
Yeah. But Transformers Victory Saber. Pretty cool. I mean, I saw the Unicron for the first time at that toy show. This won't be as big as the Unicron. That thing was pretty impressive, man. That was pretty sick, dude. So does this do anything for you?
It comes down to a space issue for me, man, once again. And I don't have any Transformers currently, especially cartoon comic versions. The only things I would add, if I had room, would kind of be this 3-0 movie versions of the figures.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. All right, man. Well, yeah, that's, I think that'll do it for episode 57, man. Yeah, this is good shit.
We talked a lot of shit today.
We did, dude. We had a lot of stuff to talk about, you know, and like we said, you know, we're going to be going to that every other week moving forward. So our next episode will be, I don't have a calendar in front of me, but 2 weeks from today. So we'll see everybody on the Instagram and whatnot. And one more thing, we're going to be incorporating a Discord as well. So, you know, more news on when that's going to go live, but, you know, we're going to have basically an open community for, you know, people that follow us and whatnot. And, you know, people want to post their toy hauls and, you know, kind of exchange, you know, locations like, hey, this figure just dropped, you know, on the East Coast, whatnot, you know, you can do it on the Discord. So, stay tuned on that. If you're interested in joining that, it'll be free, of course. And, yeah, dude, we, thank you guys very much for watching with us. And, if you're, you know, streaming this, on a podcast platform, thank you very much. And, yeah. All right, Kevin. Good shit, dude. Talk to you guys later.
Yeah. We'll talk to you soon. We've got lots of good stuff coming. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More soon.
All right. See you, everyone.